Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 239, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. At early dawn I prayed, thy promises my trust. At night I thought upon thy word, a most holy and most just. And what follows, Psalter 339, the stanzas 2 through 4.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Ephesians 6, the verses 10 through 24. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Ephesians 6, beginning with the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that wherein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how we do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that ye might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who has come home from the hospital on Friday, Mrs. Nelvin Harton, who did not have to return to the hospital this past Monday, but may remain in Bethesda, Mrs. Tuncha Slingeland, who hopes to turn 90 tomorrow, Mrs. Colby Slingeland, 89 on Thursday, and Mr. and Mrs. Hank and Grace Blumet, who hope to commemorate their 57th wedding anniversary on Saturday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, good-doing, ever-faithful, Almighty God, Lord, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of the earth, who is in thy great mercy has granted unto us and our dear children another Lord's Day, and then we may be living testimonies of thy goodness and of thy patient long-suffering, and then also each Lord's Day morning, and then we do well to count our blessings one by one thou was granted in the past week, that a special day was set aside for thanksgiving, but thou hast declared in thy word, thanking always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to grant a little impression thereof, that we may receive a soft heart by the first time and by renewal, but also profound impressions, O worthy recipients of all those precious blessings, and that is poor and unthankful sinners, with an impression that thou wast seeing our sins one by one in thoughts, word, and deed, and that they need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. And to that end the world may still stand. To that end thou wast granted in other Lord's day upon this earth, because there is still a people, a chosen people, that must and shall be gathered within the fold. And to that end we humbly beseech thee, O Lord, do then bless thy holy word, where thou art gathering thy church by word and by spirit, and may it please thee to convert the young, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones. Impress it upon all of our hearts that each of us have come 1 week closer to that final meeting with thee. Another week has quickly run its course. It is a week which we can never do over again. It is a week of which we must give an account. Oh, do bless thy word for the instruction, the edification, the comfort, and the correction of thy Zion. And to that end, bless the manifold means of grace. And then in a special way, then we lay before thee the confession of faith class and the catechism classes that may resume, O Lord. May the prayers be multiplied, that it may be a blessed and a rich season, that many hearts may be wrought upon. To that end, wilt thou remember and help the instructors, for who is sufficient unto these things? May the souls be bound upon the hearts, and wilt thou grant what is necessary to in all simplicity and clarity to instruct our youth in the things of the Lord, that one thing needful, and do remember and help the students. May they also be praying students, and that the instruction may not only enter into the ears, but that by thy Spirit, that it may enter into the heart, that many may be wrought upon, that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou also help fathers in that respect, fathers and mothers, concerning the instruction of their children? May our eyes be upon thee. And so may in the midst of thy church there be a rich blessing in this day. Then we commend unto thee our branch, O Lord. Do remember and help the readers. Wilt thou help them, grant them opening at the throne of grace. May there be a Aaron's and hers in the midst of that people, and may thy word be richly blessed to the hearts of young and old. We commend unto thee the many temporal needs, O Lord. Then thou wast granted that after 3 months the handicapped daughter may return to her dwelling. We commend her unto thee. Thou knowest the concerns that remain. May the prayers be multiplied. Wilt thou remember, help, and strengthen the family circle, and above all the calling sanctified. Then thou wast granted unto a widow, where it was thought that she would be required to return to the hospital this past Thanksgiving evening, but where she may remain in Bethesda, where thou wast given remarkable improvement. We humbly ask thee, may the means continue to be blessed for improvement, for recovery, And above all, Lord, then thou wert speaking in a special way unto her. May this calling then be used in thy hand by thy Spirit for the saving of her never dying soul. Oh, we commend unto thee all the afflicted ones, all under the doctor's care in special ways, undergoing treatments. It all awaits for thy blessing, the crosses, the burden, the hidden crosses. Remember those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind, and do remember their loved ones. Do bless the family circles. We commend unto thee all of our elderly ones in the evening of their life, where thou hast also given unto them an other Lord's day, because when we become old, the evening of our life, then our time is short. And oh, then there is that one thing needful, that by thy free and sovereign grace, we have received that wedding garment. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters thou knowest, where they are in this day. Oh, do keep our dear youth under the truth. May the instruction in this season be used to that end, that they may receive profound impressions that there is one truth, one way to be saved, and that is the way of free and sovereign grace, not excluding our responsibility. That is the way where thou art exalted to the highest, and man abased to the lowest. Ah, grant unto our youth to experience those wonderful things, and then they shall love that truth, willing to sacrifice for that truth. Ah, may the prayers be multiplied to that end. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help, thy Spirit, in speaking and in listening. Do take away everything that could be a hindrance. Give a little rest in thy house, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. We ask it for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 275, the four stanzas. Thou, O Lord, art God alone. Everlasting is thy throne. Through the ages men shall sing praise to heaven's eternal King. And what follows, Psalter 275, the four stanzas. Thank you. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Ephesians 6 and there of the 18th verse. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Our text words speak of the praying armored soldier, with four thoughts in the first place, praying always. Secondly, praying in the Spirit. Thirdly, praying with watching. And in the fourth place, praying for the saints. The praying armored soldier, praying always, praying in the Spirit, praying with watching, and praying for the saints. A beloved congregation, we have considered different times the soldier under the banner of Jesus Christ, and the necessary armor that is given, and where the soldier is taught to use the same. And then, my unconverted fellow traveler, then you must not excuse yourself, but then you also have the duty and the responsibility as part of the congregation, where there is much we have heard of the wiles of the devil. And it is written in the Bible that Satan has but a short time. And then it is so needful that we and our children stand shoulder to shoulder, because in the unity of the church, there lieth their strength. Oh, it is true, we live in a day that there is an asking and a seeking for reconciliation among the churches, even with the Roman Catholic Church. But that can never be, because it shall be at the expense of the truth. And then we have heard that the armor of the soldier, that it is not given to be hung up in a showroom for show, but that it is to put on and to be used, because the warfare is great. And then it is necessary for the soldiers that it is orderly. And now, concerning the soldiers, then, boys and girls, then we consider not only one soldier, but the soldiers, they form a unit, they form an army. And now, tomorrow evening, then, such an army, if we may say it in such a way, hope to come together, many young soldiers, that hope to be instructed in the truth of God's holy word. And then our text words, then, how fitting also for the Lord's Day, wherein after the morning service the confession of faith hopes to gather, and tomorrow evening the catechism classes, then there is much instruction also in this chapter. And when we consider an army, then the soldiers, when they are called for duty, then you know it, boys and girls, then they must be on time. It must all be orderly that gives respect. When you see an army of a country that represents the country, and then surely when there is a general with a unit of soldiers, and when it is heard that the king shall come to inspect such an army, then the soldiers shall do their utmost to be respectful, timely, and orderly, and that they hearken to commands, then it is in a special way necessary for soldiers in an army that they are given to listen to the commands and orders. And so, students, I hope it may be in this season. And then further, then those soldiers, they come with their armor. It must be clean and polished, because they represent a country, and so it is also fitting, proper, and biblical for our students to come respectfully. How proper for our boys' dress pants, no slogans, no letters on their shirts, and for our girls to dress modestly and not worldly with earrings, because we come in a special way before the king. And now further, we have heard the last time of the helmet of salvation, and then we have heard that is for our head, for our brain, for our mind, and for our memory. And so also for our students, for the one easier than the other, then concerning that helmet, to apply it to catechism classes, then it is necessary that that helmet, of course the Bible, but the catechism book of Reverend Hellenbroek that declares the truths and the doctrines that are declared in the scriptures. To that end, we have so many proof texts. And then, students, then you can realize that for soldiers that are called to fight the battles, and there are many battles to be found, to be fought, we live not in an easy time, then it is necessary for those soldiers that they put that helmet on their head, and that they do not carry it in their hand. And then, students, we can bring it over to that end, that we memorize our questions, we do our utmost for the most. It takes repetition, but that we are not a soldier that comes with that helmet, and that we quickly in catechism class try to memorize or even read out of the book. We can understand that that is not profitable. And to that end, fathers and mothers, may we also seek your help, that you are involved in the catechism classes, and that you ask what they have learned. That is also profitable for fathers and mothers. And now we have our soldier in Ephesians 6. Children, you can remember the belt, the breastplate, the shield, the sword, the helmet, oh, the spiritual shoes, that he may fight the battles of the Lord and walk in the way of gratitude, in the ways of the Lord. But now in our text, with all that armor, with all the exercises, without our text, it shall not avail. And to that end, the apostle, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he is close concerning that spiritual armor with prayer. Do we not read In Psalm 127, verse 1, except the Lord build the city, the buildman buildeth but in vain, and except the Lord watch over the city, then the watchman waketh but in vain. Oh, do we not read in Proverbs 13, verse 4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Thus, what a fitting instruction for this Lord's Day. Oh, for each day, for each Lord's Day, for all our labors, and also the spiritual soldier, that it needs to be accompanied with prayer. There are two things that the devil especially fears, and more so when they are placed together. In the first place, the devil is very fearful of an open Bible. Closed Bible, not so fearful. When boys and girls, when they go to bed, and many times we can be very tired and weary and maybe think we can skip, but when we keep our Bible closed, then the devil is not afraid, because the devil knows that the Lord uses an open Bible. And another matter, what the devil especially fears, that is prayer. A praying church, that is the strength of a church. And what a fitting instruction, when also another season of instruction begins, and the devil more so fears an open Bible and prayer together. And to that end, and then we read in our text, very strong and pacific language, praying always with all prayer. And concerning prayer in the Bible, then we have many exhortations. Psalm 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will glorify, thou shalt deliver me, and I will glorify thee. Psalm 81, verse 10. Open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Thus many exhortations, many more, where we are exhorted. And then in the second place, already in those texts, promises concerning prayer. And in the third place, many examples. And now we read in our first point, two matters. Praying always with all prayer. Thus in the first place, that means that we are called to pray at all times, all ages, little boys and little girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones. Oh, what a privilege it is to be in praying ground in the land of the living, with those loving exhortations, those invitations to come at his footstool, at the throne of grace, with our blessings, with our needs, with our desires, with our troubles, and above all, with our sins. Oh, do we not read in Ephesians 5, verse 20, praying always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All times, times of prosperity, must not only pray when we have troubles, when we are sick, and when we have difficulties, because prayer, this past Monday, a special day set aside, and that is all included in prayer, a day of thanksgiving, does all times, all circumstances, then we speak of prosperity, we speak of adversity, to pray when there are new duties, and how fitting with the new catechism season that the prayers may be multiplied, a prayer that is actually the key, whether it shall be a good and a blessed catechism season, thus to pray all circumstances, special tasks, special duties, to pray for body and soul. A praying always with all prayer. And then we do well because it speaks of the Christian soldier. Whether by the grace of God, we have now become such a soldier, also among our students. Oh, may it please the Lord that the simple instruction may be used, that many of our youth, by word and by spirit, that they may be recruited and be placed under the banner of Jesus Christ. And now Paul has written to the Ephesians, praying always with all prayer. Then we need to pray for courage, because there can be much discouragement. We need to pray for unity concerning the old truth and the old ways. We need to pray for strength, because let us not expect a real easy life, congregation. We are fallen creatures. We read of the consequences, and the Lord is so good that he grants those times when it is not so difficult, when there are not so many trials and troubles. But when we think of a soldier, when he is trained, if you speak of a soldier that is trained in the army, and more so those that have trained for special units, then they tell you that the training was very harsh, very difficult. Many times they thought that they could not continue. Thus let us not expect upon this world, oh, in heaven, there shall be no troubles, no trials, no tears, no mourning. There shall be perfect praise. But here in the time and to that end, a praying always with all prayer, and then we need to pray not to become proud. Then many times those soldiers, oh, we have spoken of a hospital for soldiers, not too proud to go to such a hospital. And then those soldiers, they shall be examined. Oh, they have much to confess. Do you know what becomes the wonder for the true soldier congregation? That they may stay in that army. That there is not a time that the Lord says, such a soldier, so faint, a soldier that does not listen so well, a soldier so easy, discouraged, even a soldier, at times when they live not honorably as they should, then the wonder becomes each time by renewal that the Lord does not say, soldier, so much patient, tried it so long, and still can multiply it out. And to that end, in our text, a praying always with all prayer and supplication. And then, of course, that prayer that includes thanksgiving for the soldier when he has went out to war with the enemy, and when the arrows have missed them, when he was able to catch them with the shield, when the armory has been blessed, then reasons to praise the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. Our second thought, a praying in the Spirit. Because there are many enemies of prayer. John Calvin, when he has written of these matters, then you see in his writings that he was deeply experienced in the things of the Lord. And then he has written of many things which come up against prayer. The busyness of life, the weariness of the body, a cold and a listless heart. Oh, then Calvin has written how many prayers are so hypocritical, wrapped up in hypocrisy and falsehood. And to that end, Paul has added, and if we think of the disciples in Luke 11, verse 1, Lord, teach us to pray. And we also read in Luke 18, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And to that end, it is added praying always. And of course, boys and girls, you can understand that word always does not mean we are praying day and night. We also have to do our work, and there can be work that requires our full attention. But when it says praying always, of course, boys and girls, in the morning, this morning you have prayed, thank the Lord that he has spared you, and ask the Lord for a blessing. When you go up to God's house, you have asked for a new heart. Before and after meals, in the evening, but also in between when we are doing other things, then we can send up our short prayers. Think of Peter when he was walking on the waves and he started to sink. Lord, help me. Thus also those short prayers, many times they are the best prayers and the truest prayers. The mother in the kitchen, the father at work, praying always for all things. And then it is added prayer and supplication. And those words, they are closely connected. But we may make the separation when you look in a word dictionary that prayer, that includes all the aspects of prayer. The address, adoration, confession, petition, thanksgiving, and that supplication that refers more to petitions, even particular petitions. That is necessary. That are petitions that oftentimes they become particular. That we mention particular needs, particular people, that we lay them at the throne of grace. And now when we read in our text, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, then the annotations in our Dutch Bible, then they explain it in two ways, that it can also mean with all seriousness of heart, and in the second place, by the work of the Holy Spirit. And when we consider praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, then it is the Spirit that must give that profound reverence when we draw nigh unto that great and majestic God. Oh, how guilty we are. And with a soldier, he can wear all that beautiful armor, but if he is not a praying soldier, then he shall not accomplish much. Many times he shall be wounded, shall not be so honorable for the king, not so profitable for self or for his fellow man. And to that end, the necessity, all prayer and supplication in the Spirit to teach us our needs, the Spirit to grant that faith to believe that the Lord can and is willing to hear our petitions, oh, even that great faith. As we read in Ephesians 3 verse 20, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We have many examples in the Bible that the Lord has done such wonderful things and that he has answered prayers that it did not even come up in the mind of the supplicants, that the Lord can do such wonderful things. Oh, may that be granted unto us and our children, that great God, who is still gathering his church by word and by Spirit. For the Spirit to grant an impression of our unworthiness, of our sinnership, that if the Lord would deal justly with us, that he would never answer our poor petitions. And then further, praying in the Spirit, oh, Christ has given the example in the prayer that he has given us. And then those petitions, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And then the third, can even be in the life of a child of God when they may be truly be exercised, a matter bound upon the heart concerning the glory of his name and the coming of his kingdom, that there are times that there comes a period and that they need a special application of the Spirit when it even concerns those matters, to add the third petition, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and to learn not only words, have been taught, boys and girls, that we end our prayer in Jesus' name or for Christ's sake. But now it is needful for those soldiers that they may be exercised with that matter, the same with the disciples. They have said under his prophetical ministry. And then in John 16, the verses 23 and 24, hitherto they had not prayed in the name of Jesus. Thus the necessity. Oh, also for a new season of instruction, when many soldiers may gather together, a blessing that we have so much youth. But then the necessity, praying always, that's for instructors, for students, fathers and mothers, grandparents, great-grandparents. Then, of course, not as busy when you think of former times, how busy it was in the family circle, times overwhelmed. Looking back, that you wonder how you did it, then it was the Lord's help. But when we become older, what a privilege it is. Also with catechism evening, that there may be grandparents, great-grandparents, that may be begging at the throne of grace for the instructors, for the students, for his blessing. Let us first sing Psalter 365, the four stanzas. From the depths my prayer ascendeth unto God on high. Hear, O Lord, my supplication and my cry, and what follows. 365, the four stanzas. a praying armored soldier. A praying always. A praying in the Spirit. And now thirdly, praying with watching. The word watching in our text, that refers especially to prayer. But when we speak of prayer, then it is prayer and work. And the one does not exclude the other. It is true. The Lord has decreed everything in His providence, but those are the secret things. But the Lord has also appointed the means. And when we consider an army, then there may be more seasoned soldiers, and there are young soldiers that are in training. And then it is so necessary that those young soldiers, that they may have those seasoned soldiers, fathers and mothers, office bearers, whom they may look up to. And that the general of the army in the service of the king, when we think of Peter and John in Acts 4, when they were arrested after the healing of that lame man, and they were brought before the council, then it is written that they perceived that they had been with Jesus. Thus needful to be conformable to the image of Jesus. Thus to work and to pray. Our children can even understand it, that if we pray for a new heart and we do not read our Bible and learn our questions, then that prayer is not well pleasing to the Lord. Then it is not a real prayer. If it would now be, and of course that is very bad, if students would leave the parental home going to catechism, and children, when you become older, then fathers and mothers, they like to trust you. And to do not put that trust to shame, that is very painful. But if there would now be a few students that ask the Lord for a new heart, and they would go on Monday evening, leave the parental home, and then with catechism, if they would now remain in their vehicles, not come to catechism class, then you can understand that is very bad, and then our prayers, they cannot be real. Same thing. If in the springtime, students, when many farmers would be on the field, and then we would come to a certain place and we would find the farmer in the morning, a healthy farmer, sitting in his chair, and that you would say, "Farmer, what are you doing?" And if that farmer would tell you, "In this chair I am praying that the Lord may grant me a good crop," what would you think, boys and girls? That would be very wrong. Because that farmer, he must also work. He must get on his field to work up his field prayerfully and to plant his crop. Thus then, students, then we can understand how important it is to use the means which the Lord has given for our profit, and what he has promised to bless for the conversion of boys and girls, young people, and older ones. But in the context, and there is much guilt, let us stay with ourselves. But may the Spirit bind it upon the hearts of young and old, that one thing needful. And the Lord has spoken in solemn ways also to our youth, also in this catechism class season. There are still those empty places that tell us that we are called upon to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. But now concerning prayer, and the apostle has written that we must pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto. Then we need to keep a special watch concerning prayer. Before prayer, then we do well, that is even more important, with all the technology, that we put it aside, that we are not interrupted. But there can be so much that we need to watch unto. We can be so busy that it seems that there is hardly time to pray. Can be tiredness and the weariness of the body, that there are times that it seems that all our energy is gone, and still watching thereunto, that we still take the time to pray, and with profound impressions that everything, every good gift, and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of a turning. But not only before prayer, during prayer. What a lukewarmness, what a thoughtlessness, wandering thoughts, thinking about other things, only words. Or do you not have trouble with it? Are you quite satisfied with your prayers, just like that Pharisee, the back of the temple? When you read, when Calvin, we have mentioned, when he has written of these things, and the reformers, they were truly men of prayer. They knew what it was to wrestle with her God concerning the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name. Thus during prayer, but also after prayer, that we are given to wait for an answer. Are there still a few, some, that are waiting for an answer upon prayer? Particular matters, not general. And then watching unto prayer, that speaks of waiting. Thomas Brooks has stated in a certain place that delays, that they are not denials. and how the true church, they can be exercised waiting and watching for an answer upon heard prayers, that they are given to give close notice to the Lord's providence and what deep ways they can be when it seems that the Lord in His providence, that He grants those special tokens, those special ways, as a way to a final answer to prayer, and then oftentimes everything upside down, afraid that they have deceived themselves, then how distraught such souls can be, how often in the scriptures we read of waiting souls, Psalm 27, the verses 13 and 14, sung together out of Psalm 130. Oh, when we think of the saints in the Bible, how they have watched unto prayer for an answer upon, and each time by renewal, because we read in our text, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, and that is by the Spirit, in the midst of all the impossibilities, even contrary providences, and when there is a voice that says to give it up, it can never be. We have the examples, think of Acts 12, of the church when Peter was in prison. Then it is specifically mentioned in verse 9 that the church without ceasing made prayer unto the Lord that He may be delivered, all watching with all perseverance, and then also to give notice to the times. Think of John 4, of that nobleman's son who was sick, has sent his servants, and then they have returned, and then it was specifically inquired of what hour that boy was healed. Oh, it was the seventh hour, the exact time that Jesus has spoken those words, that he would be healed. Thus, with prayer, watching thereunto, then what a blessing it is when there may also be exercises concerning our seed. When parents, a father or mother, may receive a special promise concerning a son, a daughter, then the prayer shall be multiplied. Then there shall be a watching for an answer upon that prayer. Our last thought, a praying for the saints, and then our text ends, for all saints. What are saints? The Greek word that means to be consecrated, to be pure, to be blameless. That is a people that have received the royal heart from that royal king, which are given to bow under the royal law. And then we must examine ourselves whether we now have become such a saint. Hope to hear in this evening what is necessary to know to become new creatures in Christ Jesus. And now specifically it is added with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, then it is necessary, because in the church, in God's house, does not exclude other places, then we publicly pray to that great God for his blessing, not only for temporal needs, above all spiritually, then it is needful that we do place yourself where the saints may gather with a prayer, that we may be included, that we may be recruited to become a soldier of Jesus Christ. Because under the external administration of the covenant, there the Lord especially gathers and remembers his church. Oh, we have mentioned that text oftentimes, but it is a special text. And it is a very beautiful text. What even Balaam, that false prophet, has said when he was given to see that encampment of Israel, he was asked to curse them, but that he could not do, because they were the Lord's privileged people. And then he was given to bless them, and he was given to exclaim, "How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel." Thus prayer for all saints that speaks concerning the church. And now further, that is also special instruction. Thus for all saints, that is the church collectively, but also individual prayers. It's a blessing when it may take place. Fathers and mothers, when you may commend your children individually unto the Lord when they go to catechism class. But now in the verse following, then Paul had a special request. That was that great apostle that has been led so far. The mysteries of salvation, a knowledge of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he has already preached so many sermons. And now he was in prison. And then he had a special request for that congregation of Ephesus in verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Thus Paul has asked for the congregation to pray. He was in prison, not in the first place that I may come out of prison. But even under house arrest, we read it, many visitors, then he could still preach and speak. Thus then special instruction, do you hear it, students? Then the instructors are not only called to pray for you, for all your needs. You know, there are students that have difficulties, not an easy life. There can be crosses, burdens, and scars. But above all, for your spiritual welfare, that the simple instruction may be blessed. But when we read verse 19, that implies that catechism students are also called upon to pray for their instructors, that their souls may be bound upon the heart, filled with love and compassion, that in a clear and a simple way they may explain the wonderful things of the Lord, how the Lord converts his people, that the Lord may grant us help, and that we may have a good season together. Shall you do it, boys and girls, students, when you come to catechism? Not only to pray for a blessing and also ask that for your memorizing, that you may not go blank. Of course, instructors realize that can happen. It's not the worst thing, as long as you are diligent. But also as students, that you may be given to pray for your instructors. Thus, what a fitting text, the armored soldier. But without prayer, then that soldier shall not succeed, shall suffer defeat, come in many troubles, much tribulation. Then the strength of the church that lieth in prayer, a praying church, by the Spirit, it is the normal way that the Lord holds with his church when the Lord has decreed a special blessing, that he sets his church a praying. And Paul has written to Timothy concerning that warfare. We shall close with that text. That is also a fitting text that closely connects with our text. And then the exhortation in 1 Timothy 2 verse 3, thou shalt endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then we have spoken, that is a nice assignment for parents on the Lord's Day. We have spoken of promises, exhortations, but we have not mentioned all those examples in the Bible of heard and answered prayer. So fathers and mothers, especially when your children are a little older than this afternoon, then you have something beautiful to talk about and to think together when you think of the Bible. How many examples you can find, good to write them down, and then you shall be surprised how many examples there are concerning different requests, different burdens, where the Lord has answered prayer. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to grant thy blessing and the application. And that is it, people, that we may be found more a praying people. Oh, the outward and the temporal needs, they are manifold. They can be so overwhelming. But above all, for the spiritual needs, Lord, may it please thee to grant a special season, that it may be noticeable that the Spirit is working among young and old. That many may be recruited and receive a place under the banner of Jesus Christ. To that end, remember the confession of faith class, the catechism classes, the instructors. Paul has even asked for the prayers of the church, as written in a certain place, who was sufficient unto these things. May our help be in the name of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Wilt thou so watch over us in this day, and return us in this evening our pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 215, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. My mouth shall speak in parables of hidden truths of old, which handed down from age to age to us our fathers told, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following. The Thanksgiving Day collection brought up the total sum of $818,686, for which we next to the Lord heartily thank the congregation. The first wedding announcement of John Peter van de Breinhorst and Alina Maria Bebb. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. The confession of faith. Students at the first class will be after this morning's worship service, and that regular catechism classes will begin tomorrow evening at 7:15 p.m. And there will be reading services next week Sunday, as I hope to be in Michigan. Psalter 215, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.